Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1 o'clock hour. It is a Fan Club Friday. Our guests should join us in maybe a half hour or so. Dana Wright from KMBZ.
She got a busy day, to my understanding.
Oh, I'm sure. Got a lot of stuff going on. So hopefully she will join us in studio in just a bit.
That's delightful.
What are we drinking? What do we have? This is Finnish long drink.
Yeah, I went to a couple of different places to look for that code red, hard code red for Drew. They didn't have it. So I thought, let's get something summery light, something new for Gold and Drew and everybody to try. Wanted something sweet. This is a canned cocktail. I like the original Finnish long drink a lot. So I went with the peach.
Peach and alcohol, peach. Like when it's on a stuff like this, is usually
like
a good
it?
Flavor.
I haven't tried it yet.
Like the peach Busch Light is also very good, too.
I've
Busch
never
Light
had that.
Peach, very good.
This is, I could drink
this is great.
30 of these.
Yeah, Drew, we knew you would like this.
I could drink 30 of these.
By the pool.
5% alcohol by volume?
By the pool or at the lake.
Like a, standard.
What flavors did you say they had? A peach and then...
They do
the one we're
so
drinking.
Their standard one is like... It's like a... It's more of a citrusy...
Okay.
...flavor. And then they've got like one that's, I don't know, like a different kind of citrus. I think like in a black can or a dark blue can.
Okay.
So they got a couple different ones. I'm not saying it's like outside of there. The one I've... just the standard one is very good and I like.
The Finnish long drink is a popular mixed drink in... Finland.
Well, that's officially made
with, I know, shocked. Made with gin and grapefruit soda, known for crisp, bubbly, and refreshing taste.
Definitely get the grapefruit out of it.
It was created in 1952 for the Helsinki Olympics.
I will. Ooh, well, fancy Olympic drink.
Mm-hmm. There were people drinking seltzers all the way back then.
But I'll say, is always like, I always point out drinks like this whenever somebody's like, oh, I don't like bourbon or I don't like gin. I don't think you drink a lot of gin. You wouldn't.
Yeah. You don't taste the gin at all. No, I wouldn't have a gin on the rocks or just a gin.
Nobody drinks gin on
the rocks, but just gin in a glass. I mean,
it's
sorry.
That grapefruit flavor that you were talking about, Gold.
Yeah. What's that?
It was that grapefruit flavor that whoever read it.
They had
the grapefruit flavor.
They also got peach. They also have pineapple. Apparently,
that one's probably
nice. It's citrus. The black one is strong citrus. So I thought it was, and then they also have like a cranberry one. That and a little wintertime cranberry one. That sounds okay. I'll drink some of this. I like it. You guys like it? Okay?
No, it's good. This will work. This will take care of us here for the Fan Club Friday. So before we get back into the Chiefs, Tyler Hero, for those that don't know, if you're an NBA fan, you know the name. Otherwise, he is a NBA player for the Miami Heat. Still a pretty young player in the league. He's only 25. He's been in the league for a bit, but he played at Kentucky college ball. And he was on a podcast, I believe, through Underdog. And they were just messing around on this stream talking about random stuff. And at one point, listen to what Tyler Hero had to say.
A real thing?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, but I don't think he dropped
100.
Are you
serious?
You don't?
No, I'm dead.
Wait, so you don't believe that happened like 200 years ago?
The moon landing?
Hell no.
Wait, really?
What about the moon landing?
No, I don't believe in that.
Oh.
I don't believe anything that happened past before
1950?
Wait.
Wait, now I'm thinking.
Nah.
Have you been bamboozled?
No. Like, okay. Like, do you think the Earth's flat?
That's nothing to do with that, bro.
Seems related.
You don't believe something that happened like 200 years ago?
Yeah, like how do we know? Like, how do we know? When did he come to America or the land or whatever?
True.
They said 1492.
But there's no way of really knowing if it was him.
So Tyler Hero says he doesn't believe basically that
anything before 1950.
Yeah, he doesn't. My grandpa's born in
1930. He was alive for 20
How
years.
How old is his dad?
1950.
Yeah,
is it like, your dad born?
My dad was born just before then. So like the idea that he doesn't believe anything that we're told happened before 1950, he's skeptical about, which is wild. Like, it was a long time ago, but not that long ago.
We're not talking
about 1,000 years ago, 300 years ago.
There's audio, there's video, there's written accounts.
I mean, honestly,
look, if he says that he doesn't believe in ancient Egypt, that's also nonsense. But at least, like,
sure,
you're just going based on like artifacts and stuff, like versus 1950 is way too
what
early.
A dumb thing to say out loud.
I think you've honestly, I think it was funny that he used Christopher Columbus's sailing to the country in 1492 as the bookmark of. We don't know if he really did that or not. You know, I like how
I thought the whole thing with Columbus now, I should say he wasn't the first.
Columbus
and then we
turned
out he was really not the greatest person.
He was just like a murderous. He was a murderous monster or whatever.
For Tyler Hero to say he doesn't believe, like, he needs more proof of anything that happened before 1950. We had a couple world wars. A lot of terrible things have happened in world history prior to 1950. There's sports accomplishments pre 1950. Like, there's just so many things. Like,
there's video evidence of
a lot of stuff before 19, or photographic evidence of a lot of things.
We have videos of Wilt Chamberlain playing basketball and Babe Ruth swinging a bat.
What are we doing? Yeah, why do you even think we follow the Constitution? We're just like forget it or whatever. Wow. Like, I think sometimes you get so rich, you lose touch of, like, actual reality.
No, you don't give him an excuse. No.
I don't think that's an excuse
I don't know.
This has nothing to do with Tyler Hero being a rich basketball player. How does anybody... You can be. It's good to ask questions. It's good to be skeptical about things and ask questions. Just because you weren't alive during the time doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like, what an idiotic thing to say. It doesn't make any sense. It's honestly, like, what's troubling is he's probably not alone. And then we got into the stuff, like, we've joked with Drew about this before, like the moon landing thing. He's not alone on that, but like,
you're
it's still a very dumb
thing.
This
is
thing,
way more crazy than that.
Yes.
I think this, I don't know, because they mentioned my the whole goodness. Flat Earth thing. I think this saying you don't believe in anything pre 1950 is actually crazier than if you think the Earth is flat.
I mean, I think there's a greater conversation to be had,
which is not, but
that we're not going to have on air, but just about like there, if so many things, it's good to ask questions, but now, and the internet has caused a lot of this. Now, if someone doesn't believe something because it's not right there in front of them, they just assume it's fake. And then
you
once
witness World War II, it didn't happen.
And it's crazy. And it's ludicrous. If one person questions something, people are like, well, you can't, you know, it's the cliche thing, like, oh, the sky's blue, and like you said, it's red, Cody, and like, well, you can't prove it. Well, that one I can, but people are just like, but it looks red to me, so you're wrong. People now think they have a platform on the internet to just convince people that no matter what,
the Illuminati created World War II to try to sell Pop Tarts. It's always just like way down the rabbit hole.
Tyler Hero,
I'll be honest, Tyler Hero, not the smartest person out there, clearly.
This is a fun clapback from the 913. He also said he doesn't believe in the moon landing because it was before 1950, but that was in 1969.
Oh, God. He didn't even know when it took place.
Well, that's true.
Can I say that this goes back to like some of the things. I'm sure you guys have seen these too. They come up my feed every once in a while. The algorithm.
Yeah.
And they'll go up to like high schoolers or early college kids and they'll say, what year do you have to be born for someone to be old? And they always say the most offensive year. It's always like, you're older, like 97, and you're like, what? 97? That's not old at all. 1997, you think someone is old? Kids, the youth.
Just such a dumb...
I don't think I'm ready for the teenage years, man. My kids aren't near that yet, but I don't... That's going to be tough. They already say things I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear Sigma or that Lava Chicken song from Minecraft. There are certain things I don't want to hear ever again for the rest of my life, bro. Yeah. Sigma,
I was going to say,
Lava Chicken. There's so many.
You think Desmond's going to still call you bro when he's 15?
He actually, they cooled it on bro a little bit for a while, which is good. There's okay. Other, they've walked that one back. What the Sigma has been.
Regular. My nephews have, yeah, the Sigma thing I've heard through my nephews. I guess that's a very popular.
And now the Italian brain rot stuff. I don't need to hear like ballerini, cappuccino, whatever. I don't need to hear that ever again.
Okay.
Tough. And you know what it is like with kids this age. I don't want them to think that I'm not interested in the things they're interested in because that's how you form friendships now. So I have to be like, oh yeah, the shark with Nikes. Super interested.
It would be hilarious if randomly in our conversations you just said what the Sigma just because you're so used to being around your kids. Sigma? You're like, excuse me?
There's no way. People make fun of me when I say dope on this show. Let alone if I started saying what the Sigma.
Yeah, I just think as far as Tyler, there are so many things wrong because the initial start of that conversation from Tyler Hero where he said he doesn't believe in history pre-1950 is not only the moon landing, but the start of the conversation was Wilt Chamberlain. And like Carrington and I have gone back and forth. Carrington's convinced that
because there's only a photo. He wants video.
Carrington is convinced Wilt Chamberlain do it. And him and I have gone back and forth on this. I think he did, obviously. But also, Tyler Hero, Wilt Chamberlain wasn't in 1940. Wilt Chamberlain was also after 1950.
Dang.
Right? That was another thing that was also wrong. I don't really believe Wilt Chamberlain. I don't think that's what prompted him to say I don't believe anything pre 1950. Am I wrong on this? I believe Wilt Chamberlain was in the
60s. I couldn't tell you. I think it was post 1950 as well.
It's obviously post 1950, right?
We have video of Wilt Chamberlain playing basketball, but we don't have the 100-point game, which leads me to be skeptical.
1962.
They didn't televise every game in 1962.
I understand that, but of all the things to televise, you televise him just hanging out. Like I think him playing a game would be...
The backstory on the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game was that I believe the game got moved to a different venue. There were people in attendance and all that, and the team they were playing, the games weren't televised the way they are now, obviously, back then as well. And so it was kind of just like not a rescheduled game, but it just wasn't, this isn't TNT Tuesday night game of the week kind of thing in 1962.
Yeah, if anything like that happened today, I don't know, man. I watched Kobe score 81. I don't think 100's that crazy, considering the level of athleticism in college athletics at that time and the level of athleticism he possessed. He's probably 2 feet taller than everyone else on the team he was playing against probably looked like me, Drew.
Yeah.
Probably had my basketball skills. It's not as crazy as you think when you consider that athletically he was just far beyond most people.
Still not the most
time.
Points anybody scored in a game, though, because Cheryl Miller, Reggie's sister, had 120, I think, in a high school basketball game or whatever it was.
120.
Yeah, the
whole... You got to lay off the dogs at some point on that one. That's just cruel.
The whole story behind that, Cody, is Reggie scored a career-high 40, and it was a huge deal. He was talking all about it, and he goes, well, how did you play? Because Cheryl played on the same night. She goes, oh, you know, I played pretty well. He goes, no, how many did you score? She goes, no, I played well. And then,
not trying to downplay his accomplishment.
And then 120, and Reggie was like, what? Reggie thought he did something.
Only 4,100 people paid to see the game between the Philadelphia Eagles. There was an exhibition game against the Baltimore Colts before the NBA game started. The arena's capacity was over 8,000.
The
Warriors owner was infamous for exaggerating attendance numbers. Warriors' home attendance had dropped from 7,000 in Chamberlain's rookie season to less than 5,000. And his third season, college basketball had started offering doubleheaders. This was actually during the Great Depression to provide customers value for their money. The NBA was struggling, and so ultimately that's kind of that the first three quarters, according to the box score, right? The game did not start with any game plan to get Chamberlain 100 points. After a few minutes, the Warriors led 19-3. The star center had already scored 13 points and made his first five shots. At the end of the first quarter, the Knicks trailed 42-26. Chamberlain already scored 23 points at that point in time, making all nine of his free throws.
And
that was the part that people like to hang on to in the conspiracy, is that he was historically a very bad free throw shooter.
Yes.
But in that game, he was not. He was just on it.
In fairness to Carrington's point also...
Because we've never seen someone shoot better than their average at the free throw line. I know. Ever.
But that's the part that people really hang on to.
Do we count it because it was an exhibition game?
Say that again?
In fairness to Carrington's point, you said it was an exhibition game, Gold. Do we count it because it's an exhibition game?
I thought that was talking about the ticket stuff.
There was a real game. There was a football game before.
And that was an exhibition, is what you're saying.
There was a Eagles-Baltimore Colts on a Friday night.
Exhibition. I got you.
There was that before the NBA game started.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. not a football game, but the Eagles played an exhibition basketball game against their colleagues from the Baltimore Colts. Not football, but there was an exhibition game before. Sorry.
So we attract the teams and all of
from the 816. Yeah.
I say Eagles and Colts. I think football now, but that's not what it was back then.
From the 816, according to Tyler Hero, Isaac Newton never proved gravity. Mm. Like, gravity, we don't know what it is. We don't know how we're actually standing and sitting right now.
Someone says you guys didn't know what was after 1950. No, that was the point. That was the point we made about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero brought something up saying he doesn't believe anything pre-1950, and we were saying I think that happened after 1950. Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you're going to question the Will Chamberlain one, Drew, then you got to question you, Cheryl Miller. You're talking about high school game. Well, then that doesn't count.
Well, I was going to say, I think the Cheryl Miller one. It'd be interesting to see what Carrington, like, does Carrington believe that she actually scored 124?
Oh,
in high school, because Carrington, you said Carrington doesn't think that he
correct. He doesn't. 100. He doesn't think Will Chamberlain scored 100. It's been a whole funny back and forth thing him and I have had for a couple of years now.
Do you think he actually means it, or just to get under your skin?
No, I think he truly believes this one. Yeah, I think Carrington truly believes Will Chamberlain did not score 100.
I mean, what's the point? Like, again, I've watched players get close enough to that number in my life that it doesn't seem that inconceivable. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem that crazy. Look, who knows, right? I guess I don't technically have tape or whatever. Yeah, but this is not Tyler Hero just pretending like everything before. Your dad was alive before 1950, and he's just like, that stuff didn't happen.
That's right. It's just your robot's AI generated pre-1950.
I wonder if this is something he's always
just an
thought.
Illusion. This is crazy. The Matrix.
That's right. We're in it right now.
Is this something he's always thought, though? Because like in school, you obviously learn about like things in history that were a long time ago.
This might shock you, but I'm guessing he played basketball at Kentucky. I'm guessing he didn't go to a whole lot of class while he was playing there. And if he did, it's an embarrassment for Kentucky's education.
Do you still remember the kids? I like in any level of school. Do you guys still remember like the kids that were like the worst student at any particular level? Like when you were in college, you're like, how is this kid even? Like, what's this kid doing in here? Doesn't matter if it's an athlete or not. Same as high school and middle school or elementary school.
No, I didn't really think about that. I never was like, man, how's this guy in geography 101? No, I didn't.
Oh, man. No, so there's always like a couple of standout moments. I remember when I was going to... I just started going back to school, and as you know, I went back late.
Yeah.
And we were in like a, you know, like a classic, like Earth Sciences 101. I mean, like 100 level class. We're learning about stuff, and the professor was asking. I mean, we're in college, dude. We're like, you've been in life for a while, and the professor was asking about why it was warmer at the equator. And I'm just sitting there being like, I'm too, like, I don't want to get into this stuff. Like, I don't want to.
Oh, so you thought you were,
you were too good for
everybody.
That's
what it sounds like.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
Look, I'll be honest. I thought this was stupid and a waste of everyone's time. And then one student in the class said, I don't know, heat rises? And I'm like, excuse me, what? First, that doesn't even make sense because it's in the middle. What do you mean rises? Rises to what? This isn't your attic? Oh!
It sounds like you had a mental breakdown as soon as that happened. Like you just
goodness gracious. Oh, dude, I'm just like, oh my god. Look, if you're 10, you give that answer, whatever. We're good. We're cool. No problems. We don't have all life figured out when we're 17 years old, 10, 14. You're in college, you say, just don't answer. That's the bold thing.
You don't think they were trolling when they said that?
They volunteered that answer, Drew. No, she was definitely not trolling. Volunteered that answer. You could have just said nothing. You could have just... She, first person. Nobody had a chance to even give the right answer. First person. Heat rises?
What did the professor say?
He was polite, but he's like, no.
Sorry, Lisa.
Talking about how, you know, closer to the sun stuff works. But, oh, man. Oh, it was really funny. But I don't know. I figured everyone had those moments in class where they remember somebody saying something.
No, I'm sure it happened. I just don't. None of it comes to mind.
There's somebody who did that on purpose. Who I know.
Oh.
They would give dumb answers on purpose, just to try to bother the teacher. I think. Like I think their goal was to get like in school suspension. Like that was part of the shtick. Was I'm going to do this because I don't want to be in this class right now. And I'm going to give these answers because I want to troll. And that's kind of how they went about their business. Hey. It was nice for us because it gave us something to laugh at and we got to just chill. So it was fine. We didn't have to learn, I don't know, whatever class that was. Proper pronunciation. We didn't have to do any more with Hamlet for the day because this kid wanted to troll and be an idiot. So that's
you fine. Don't know this, Drew. Cody, big fan of Hamlet, actually.
Yeah. You know?
Look, respect
I've read
to...
I've read probably 10 Shakespeare plays over the years.
All that respect to Shakespeare. Favorite. This is not for me.
Someone said, Cody, at least the girl knew Heat Rises, though.
Give her some credit. She didn't say Heat Sinks, because Heat Sinks?
That would have been more egregious.
So have you talked about Antonio Brown yet? It is a fan club Friday. A little bit.
Let's do it.
I mean, obviously, you guys have seen the headlines. Look, nothing should surprise us about Antonio Brown at this point in time, given what has transpired around him over the last, I don't know, what are we on now, 4 years, 5 years or so. Clearly, there's a lot going on there. But yeah, if you missed it, he's being like he's got a warrant out for his arrest for attempted murder. Yeah,
I mean, there's video of him wielding a weapon, or alleged video of him wielding a weapon. So I don't know, man. I guess I felt like it was always kind of going this way. They need to get him off the street. He's a menace to society and has been for a very long time. I mean, attempted murder charges. That's like put you in jail for a while.
Yeah, he's wanted by police, attempted murder charge in Miami-Dade County for shooting at a celebrity boxing event last month, according to the Washington Post. They allege Brown punched a man at a celebrity boxing event, grabbed the security guard's gun, fired two shots as he ran towards the man.
There's video of this.
Grazing his neck. The incident reportedly occurred after midnight on May 16th in the Little Haiti neighborhood of Miami. Antonio Brown had initially been detained by police, released hours later. The warrant, according to the Washington Post, called for Brown to post a $10,000 bond and remain under house arrest. But I don't believe, as far as I can see, they haven't arrested him yet, but there is a warrant out for his arrest. They have not found him yet, or he has
They're
not turned
himself in.
They're
obviously going to try to go through some part of the trial process of this.
It's just, this is, nobody should be surprised by anything in regards to Antonio Brown, unfortunately, at this point in his life.
Now everyone's just telling these stories about stupid people in class over on the text line. Is this like being the worst player of poker? If you're like, I don't remember anyone being really dumb at class. It's you.
No,
it was you. Is that what it is?
It depends. People. It depends how some people remember certain things and how long it's been.
There were worse ones than that probably over the years. I don't know why that one stood out so much.
And because it aggravated you a lot, I think, is why.
It triggered you.
As we've already
bit.
Talked about in the show, easily my most frustrating part of any part of academia was when the teacher pretended I had never attended their class. That one will haunt me to my grave. I hope that person stepped on a tack every day for the rest of their life. She pretended like I didn't go to a class. I attended a class once a week for an entire semester. When I asked about getting, I got an A on every test. And when I went to go ask about why my grade was incomplete, she pretended like we had never met before. Oh, nice to see you for the first time, she said. I'll never forgive that woman for the rest of my life. I had to retake that marketing class. I took it to UMKC instead, which was the wise choice.
The way that you said it, you could tell that you were really frustrated because you said the statement and then she said at the end of it as if you were trying to grammatically say it correctly.
The truth is that I was confused at first. I was like, I said, are you joking? And she was like, what? I was like, no, seriously, like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Is this candid camera? Yeah. Are you messing with me? And she's like, I haven't seen you all semester. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's wild.
I have been in class every day.
The top text. I'm sure it's not the first time somebody's done that.
That doesn't sound like an education thing as much as somebody just getting in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody said they had somebody else. They said they were in a philosophy professor who swore they never came to class and I had a B in the class. Honestly, that should speak to it. The fact that I'd gotten an A in every single test, including the final, shouldn't that actually be kind of embarrassing for you if I didn't show up to class?
You had a grade, but
I had a grade for every test and the final. They were all A's. And then she was like, you didn't come to class enough. It's an incomplete. You didn't come to class. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I have been here the whole time. I've never felt crazier in my life. You ever try to decide like, wait, was I not going to this class?
Oh, I've had the...
Missing it or something? I don't understand.
I had the panic. You know, you turned out you were like, you woke up and you thought you missed, you know, the class. We've all had that before back in the day, stuff like that. And it turned out to be a weekend or whatever.
We've already established our collegiate GPAs. Drew mentioned that yesterday when we were talking about school.
913-586-7965.
Nobody cares.
6-5. Up next, we'll get to what's trending. I just saw Dana Wright walk in the building, so maybe we'll have Dana Wright join us for a Fan Club Friday right here on Cody and Gold. We continue here on a Fan Club Friday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We've got Dana Wright from Dana Parks over on KMBZ in studio.
Do you have anything to drink? I said, yeah, we got something to drink.
Yeah, we're still drinking these the Finnish long drink.
So this is so funny because I was playing golf with a girlfriend over the weekend, good friend of mine, out at Shadow, Glenn. And she handed me this long drink, but it was in a blue can. And she said, I want you to try this. It's the best thing
ever. I love that drink.
And
the blue one.
I don't know what the flavor is, but it's...
Citrus.
It's citrus, okay, but it's a gin drink.
Yeah.
Same with this, yep.
And I would normally say when I'm not a gin drinker, I don't like gin. It doesn't taste like
it
that.
It doesn't at all. I'm with you. That's what you were saying. I definitely don't drink.
This one's peach. What do you think?
I'm not a big peach flavor kind of gal.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, for alcohol, it's good. And then have you also had the new Fresca vodka drink?
No.
Oh.
No, but I like Fresca.
Introduced to that over the weekend as well. It's like literally it says Fresca vodka.
I'm golfing tomorrow, so maybe I'll pick some up.
Oh, definitely.
We were supposed to have.
I'm sure you're not supposed to bring outside drink. Nobody ever brings any outside drinks.
I'm a rule follower, Cody. I follow the rule.
Honestly, based on any history of mine, I don't. And I'm not particularly good at it. I try. I try sometimes.
This show
to not
only follows the rules, right. Dana.
Starting 3 weeks ago, this is a rule following show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
By the book.
I can't say that it was that way all the time.
Do you know,
but
I got called into a corporate meeting with lawyers because of you two dingbats.
I don't think this was because of us.
This,
the whole time we're like, why are we on this Zoom?
I think that was already going to happen and something happened that just
timing
happened to coincide.
Timing was just bad, you know?
You guys keep telling yourselves that.
It might have been 10% our fault.
An hour of my life I've never
been to. Parks is still upset with us. Yeah, we didn't have to go to that meeting. We already had the meeting.
It was in the middle of our show. I had the meeting. It was very one-on-one and personal.
Yes.
Felt a little different probably than yours.
Yeah, we already had a sit-down.
Probably
we didn't,
felt
have,
a
we, didn't get up, we didn't look at PowerPoint slides.
Oh, man, no. We had PowerPoints. Yeah. Good time.
You had a busy day today.
What's new with you? Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Just a few things.
Thank you. Like, I will never complain about you two ever as long as I live. It has been 1 year since Cody and Gold's garage sale.
Yeah.
And we bought our dream home today.
You closed today.
As in the person you met on the Cody and Gold garage sale,
yes,
who did the golf experience with.
Yes.
You've now closed on a house as of today.
Yeah.
Cody and Gold, helping people find love since 2024.
That's right.
Not the whole history of this show, but at least for 1 year we did.
I literally owe my entire life to Cody and Gold. Yeah,
how did we find you someone to buy a house with before I found Alex somebody? We've really screwed this up.
You really screwed that up. Because I've already had a couple of at-bats.
We've been doing this show for 5 years. How have I... Like, I'm really slacking. Maybe we're better as a team, you know?
Yeah, we
found... This is the craziest story. And we have a mutual friend, Brent Sled.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be close to the station and close to where we golf. We thought somewhere kind of generally right here, but it could be anywhere. We looked in KCK. We looked in Edwardsville. We looked in Overland Park. Like, we just were looking everywhere.
Sure.
And I wanted old. Like, I really wanted old, but didn't necessarily want to jump over to Valentine, even though I love Valentine.
I do love that area.
Love that neighborhood. Like,
I like
I
historic
want
houses, too.
The
I get
stone
it.
Basement, right?
Yeah, sure.
And we found the crate. Like, I still cannot even believe it worked out, Brent. And it was the craziest thing on the craziest day. And we went and looked at it. And there were 100 people that wanted it. And we got it. And it's got glass doorknobs and original crown molding.
Oh.
And the floors creak. One real estate agent said to me, you know, you could refinish these floors. And I go, why would I do that?
Thank you for being the person who buys the old house and doesn't turn it into...
Oh, we're not touching really barely
Dana, so you are forbidden on this show, so help me. If you put gray wash LPV on your... I will lose it.
Ask Brent what I said to him.
It's my least favorite kind of
if you show me anything taupe or gray or that involves a cul-de-sac, we're never speaking again.
If you put that gray wash laminate, it's the ugliest flooring on the planet.
This is more than 100 years old.
That's cool.
And it is a stone cottage. And
that's awesome.
It is a stone basement, and I've...
So when are Alex and I coming over for dinner? I mean, I can't help but say we facilitated at least part of
it. As long as Cody's not cooking, Dana, then we're good.
We're going to kick it off with the Chiefs party.
The Chipino incident. You don't get to cook for everybody anymore. That's over.
No, I can't wait. We will absolutely...
Oh, Chipino.
Fine.
Anything but Chipino.
Just go over there.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
So excited.
That's a new place.
U.S. Open's going on. Are you following this? Drew needs to give us another U.S. Open leaderboard update, I feel like.
I saw that JT made it about 3.5 feet out of the rough yesterday. I saw Fluff slipped.
Rory
and fell.
Really struggled a couple of times.
Rory yeah. and Scheffler and Bryson did not yeah. perform well yesterday. Is that one of those courses that, like, it just doesn't matter who you are, it will destroy you?
That's what it sounds like. We were talking to Drew about this, just the rough. Like, it, all of a sudden, you're cruising along, and then one hole, just your yeah. whole day's ruined.
And then I think JT also had a three or a four putt from, like, 15
he
inches.
He four putted, and he was on the green and in two.
From just right here.
You want to talk about, like, feeling like a regular golfer? You're like, I've four putted a bunch of times. Huzzah!
I've never felt closer to you, Justin.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Because I only four putt, like, and I'm not a good golfer, but, like, the only times that it goes south like that is when I actually do something good in golf.
Yeah.
I hit the fairway, I put it on the green, and then I bogey. Five I'm like, putt. What's even the point of
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, I finally did something good in this game, and I'm just ruined forever.
Drew, you're back. We were talking about the U.S. Open.
Yeah, can we get an update?
Yeah. Well, where's, like, isn't there an insurance agent or something in his 20s that, or a UPS driver or something?
Spahn
like,
was
I love those stories.
Spahn was at the top. Or
there was an amateur who was playing okay, I think.
Spahn was at the top. He, I mean, he's still technically, he's back. He was at 3 under. He was 1 over for the day. Not 1 over anymore. He's now at 4 under.
Okay.
Even par for the day. Sam Burns, again, is clubhouse leader technically. 5 under for the day, 3 under for the tournament. So he's in second along with Tristan Lawrence. Victor Hovland ended up finishing his day -2, -1
Victor.
For the tournament. So Victor having himself a day. Xander Schauffele, good day for him. 2 under so far.
Good.
Even par for the tournament through just 3 holes. So Xander's off to a hot start. Brooks Koepka, done with his day. He's at +2 for the tournament, +4 for the day, though. So
he make the cut.
What's
though.
The cut?
Yes. Yeah, what's the cut line?
Cut line is now up to +5.
Isn't that where Speed
that's how bad.
Isn't that where Scheffler
that's
was?
That's how bad everyone sucks. It's like +20.
Scott,
Scheffler was near there.
Yeah. Scotty finished at +4, so he'll be good. Jordan Spieth is at +5, so he makes it barely. As long as it stays there, if anything, it's probably going to go up to +6 if it moves. So Jordan Spieth might be safe after he had a +5.
Alex,
for his day.
Is Woodland in there? I don't remember.
He started so good yesterday and then it went bad.
Gary Woodland, let's see.
I think he might be out.
I don't see his name out. I don't see his name being out, so he might still be in, but I think he's just now, I think he's getting his day started. Yeah, he's only played 2 holes. He's still +3 for the tournament.
We love you, Gary.
So, oh, okay.
So hopefully Gary can still make it. And again, I know Dana mentioned Justin Thomas to give you where Justin Thomas ended up. +12. He's not going to be making the cut.
No,
plus
he
six
will not.
Yesterday, wow. +6 today.
Have you been to a U.S. Open, Dana? I know you've been to the Masters.
I have not been to a U.S. Open.
You went to a U.S. Open Gold?
PGA Championship when it was at Bethpage in 2019 yeah. or 18.
Doesn't that come to Tulsa, too, a lot? I want to go to that one.
The year before, just in Tulsa. Recently.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys a story.
How do we not have, like, a major quality golf course in Kansas City? We're a big enough city.
We have that. A ton of them.
We don't convince anyone to come here for it. Corn
you know
Ferry is all we get.
We don't have the length. And I did play in the Pro-Am this year at the Corn Ferry with a young man.
Oh, jeez.
I did. Hey,
let her finish and then we'll explain why this is interesting to
I
us.
Played in the Pro-Am and we played with the loveliest young man. And he's super tall, super lean. Like when you see him, you'd be like I could take him in the alley. Right. You could take him. Young guy.
And see, the pitcher just debuted in the majors.
One of the greatest golfers I have ever watched, just throwing darts, and didn't even sniff the top, 50 at Corn Ferry. That's how hard that game is.
We tried to get Drew in. We wanted him in the field.
Qualifying.
Because he said he could break 100 in Augusta, and we said the real way to prove your medal is to put you in the actual Corn Ferry field and see what you shoot there.
Yeah.
Because if you're not breaking 85 there, you're sure as hell not breaking 100 in Augusta.
Because what's your handicap?
It rotates between a 10 and a 14 because I just jumped courses.
So Drew says he's like a 7 or 8, and he says he can break 100 Augusta from the tips, and we said no.
There's no way. Yeah. And Drew, I've played Pebble. You're not breaking 100 at Pebble. You're not. I'm just telling you, you're not.
I played legitimately one entire course that was set up for a PGA event the week before the PGA was there. So, like, we're playing under PGA conditions. I didn't play from the tips, and it was impossible.
The thing with Pebble's the wind. I mean, you will hit a ball, and that ocean just kicks it back in your face with a middle finger, and you're like, "Yep, I am not very good at this."
Can we get Drew in the Pro-Am next year?
Well, it was a women's Pro-Am, Drew. How do we feel about that?
We could do a ladybug situation. We'll slap a wig on him and put him out there.
We could, Drew. You know? We could.
I mean, huh? That's actually the best case scenario for this show. Is the only pro-am Jeez. We can get him in is the women's pro-am.
Oh, because women are worse.
He's got a dress.
Is that what you're saying now?
No, I just like the idea of Drew having to cross-dress in order to get there. That's all.
You would need a custom shaft.
Well, yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I have the greatest story for you guys, and stop me if you've heard it. Did you hear what Tom Watson and the Sports Commission did in honor of the greatest golfer you have never heard of from Kansas City last week?
No,
okay, I've been trying to get you to dive into this, and I hope that you do with me. Her name is Miriam. She, in the 1920s,
okay.
Was like 15, 16 years old, was a golf phenom, and back then...
Don't tell Tyler Hero. Doesn't
women
count.
Were not allowed to play... I mean, it just wasn't a thing right back then. So sure. She said, I will play from the men's tees. She was a smoking, drinking, cursing.
She was the John Daly?
2 or 3 times married, which was a scandal in the 1920s.
Kind of like this.
And they found out a few weeks ago that she was buried in an unmarked grave at Forest Hill Cemetery out where Satchel Paige is buried.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Tom Watson's family is buried out there. So Tom Watson got together with, and Vahe Gregorian was in on this, and the Sports Commission, and they commissioned a proper headstone for Miriam Burns, and her history is at Millburn. She learned to play at Millburn.
Wow.
And there's an article about her, you guys look it up, called The Greatest Golfer You Have Never Heard Of. She now has a proper tombstone, and Tom Watson gave not the eulogy, but the remarks about why it's important to remember our golf history at this event last week.
That's cool. She kind of sounds like a badass.
Oh, she's my kind of girl. Are you kidding me?
Drinking, smoking.
She smoked in between shots. There's like video
she
of
really
her.
She really was a John Daly.
And wearing a skirt back then from the men's tees.
That's crazy.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. No, I had not heard that story at all.
Yep. Proper. Yeah, she has a proper grave now at Forest Hill Cemetery, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I did not see that. I'll have to go
because her grandfather was a former professional golfer.
Yes.
That's how she got into the sport is what it looks like.
Isn't that a great story?
Very cool. I didn't realize, yeah, that's one of those Kansas Cityans. I just got asked, like, I was just on Maggie and Perloff, or what, you know, like the National Radio Syndicate, and they asked, they were doing their Mount Rushmore, essentially, they don't call it that, of Kansas City, of every major sports city.
Oh, for all sports?
Yeah, so they were like, Kansas City's Mount Rushmore,
saying Tom Watson has to be on
and
there?
And I said Tom Watson has to be on there. He was the one major exclusion from their list. I said, they're like, but he didn't play. I'm like, it's an individual sport, but he is ingrained in Kansas City. He's one of the greatest major winners of all time.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously counts.
Well, who are your others?
Patrick Mahomes.
Andy Reid, I said,
Andy
has to
Reid.
Be on there.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
You're allowed George to put Brett. Coaches and then Brett.
Without Andy Reid, there's... probably no Patrick Mahomes.
That's the list. I think it's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, George Brett, and Watson.
Well,
I don't even think it's that tough of an argument. I don't even think you can make like a... I think if you tried to really do it, it would be that hard to...
And did you say George Brett?
Yeah. You're not kicking any of those four off. You know how many living Hall of Famers there are in baseball? It's not that many. Like, it's not that many people who are like alive and are active Major League Baseball Hall of Famers.
Well, that's what was cool on Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium, is you had Reggie Jackson with George Brett in the suite together.
I'm so jealous.
Awesome.
I assume you guys were there.
Yeah.
That standing ovation for Jack was just... And Majani went to the game last night and brought me home a Caglione jersey because I'm...
There you go.
I'm obsessed. Nice. I'm obsessed with that child.
And you got a Jack Caglione jersey.
And
he's a very nice kid, by the way.
Very nice kid.
He is.
Very nice fiance who's also a badass. She's a sports badass
volleyball.
In her own right.
Volleyball.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love his... I just want to hug his mother and say, look, we are all cheering for your son. It hurt my heart last night when he went down looking on that third strike. I was like, oh, Jack, we love you. We love you. He's doing all right.
He'll be fine. He's going to be fine. A little more concerned.
He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's playing fine.
A little more concerned with everything else around the team right now than Jack Caglione. More with hitting in general and this team now under 500. And yeah, it's people are frustrated. People are frustrated, Dana, with where this baseball team is at. Currently,
have you noticed as we get older the players like look like they're 15?
Oh yeah,
this was the first year that I'm like, I am older than his mother.
Yeah, it's not.
Wow.
The more and more of that, or any part of my life, and I'm like, I don't like my kids' teachers. I'm like,
well, like the NFL draft is a great example when those children are coming out on that stage. It's like, oh, you are 18 years old.
You thought he looked young. You should have looked at the Royals pitcher who came up for just a cup of coffee. The Andrew, what was the Hoffman?
Oh, yeah. Babyface.
He
sure.
came up. You want to talk about like
Babyface Hoffman?
Yeah.
He looks so young. You're like, oh, no. You play baseball now? oh, that can't be good. Andrew Hoffman was his name. This is what he looks like. He pitched in the majors this year.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, no. I feel so old. Looks honestly, like, it just depends on the player.
Like he's 14 and is having some voice inflection issues.
Yes. Some of them are just old souls, so it's easier to like run through those you know, those conversations. Just depends on the person probably more than anything. I just said, like, I don't like when the videos show up in my feed where we'd be like, how old would someone have to be? What year would they have to be more to be considered old? And some kid who's like 17 would be like, 1997? You're like, oh.
Well, have you heard the young kids these days are saying back in the 1900s?
Yes.
That's rude. And I'm like, I mean, like the 80s, the greatest decade of
all
time?
That's the 1900s.
What?
It is the 1900s.
Back in the 1900s is offensive.
We need another word for that.
1900s just sounds
I don't it like it. Like we're, 20th century sounds better than
like
1900s.
We're like marrying off our daughters with a goat dowry.
The 1900s. Is definitely wild. Definitely wild.
It definitely makes it sound like we all had typhus and like had to go on the Oregon Trail. I'm like, no, just be cool. We had cars and eventually cell phones. Maybe not right away.
It was a flip phone, but it was a phone.
But that's it was a phone. It had Snake and it called people.
Oh my gosh.
We all had to text via T9 and it cost 10 cents if you actually wanted to send one.
That's right. And then if you accidentally went on the web browser on your phone, you were worried it was going to cost your parents on the bill like $40. Yeah.
Remember the dial-up noise?
I will say, for sure. I could pick that out of a lineup of 1,000 sounds to this day. Even if they altered it, I could pick out the AOL sound
you've got
to
mail.
My deathbed.
You've got mail.
Yeah, oh yeah. AOL Instant Messenger, all of it. AIM.
I'll tell you what. You're worried sometimes I think people are like, oh, kids, and they have access to social media. I don't want to warn you. Like, the things people were saying. In those AOL chat rooms back in the- Just tell you right now. We had access. We had access the same as everyone else had access to say horrible, horrifying things.
Did you guys
at that
read
age.
About the local, well, localish kid? I'm not going to say the city because I just my heart breaks for this kid. And his mother is suing several websites that we cannot name on the air because the names of the websites in and of them,
rule followers.
In and of themselves are tawdry.
Okay.
And she is suing because the 14-year-old son of hers accessed adult content, and in the lawsuit it says 187 times in like 12 weeks, and it's the most specific.
In 12 weeks,
it's the most specific number, like 182 times.
Man,
between this date and this date. He found an old iPad, like because she had done the like parental blocker on her cell phone. Ah, she forgot about the iPad. So this kid finds this iPad and just goes
I gotta say, it's easy for your parents to embarrass you, but having in lawsuit form that your mom knows that you looked up pornography 2.2 times per day for a 12-week time period, that ain't great.
Scott even said, I don't know whether to be concerned with this kid or proud of him. And he's like, you know, the mom is like, I'm gonna take down the man. I'm like, honey, no you're not. Oh my gosh. Be nice to that child. The other thing is I'm going to tell you has a very specific, you know, because he's a juvenile, his name is redacted.
Sure.
But like, Cody Tapp, you are CT. So that could be Chad. That could be Connor. Like,
yeah,
Alex
sure.
could be Aaron. I'm not going to say the letter that this child's name starts with in the court filing.
Okay.
It is one of the most bizarre letters of the alphabet that really does not leave any. Uh-huh.
So like,
it's not.
He's not named in it, but there's no way it's not.
There's. It is so. Let's just say it's like X.
Tough.
We're like, if you knew this kid, you'd be like, well,
X or
yeah,
Q
that's
or Z
Xavier.
Or...
There's only one kid in the entire city.
Z, and it's
a small city. Oh,
I know
no.
it. I'm like, lady, what are you doing? Like, he's gonna be so much more screwed up because of this.
Do they think they're going to win?
Him the iPad back and leave him alone.
The lawsuit, like the expectation they're going to win this thing? Or I don't remember the, like.
I don't know. they're wanting to crack down. And I do understand that. And there is a need to make sure
safety,
that we're watching the content. You know, when I was a kid, we had HBO and there was like a box. And my parents would just like either unplug it or push the thing so I couldn't watch it.
Oh, like when we had Time Warner Cable, you had passcodes on the, like you had certain channels had parental locks.
My mom would also say, you can't watch that. It's got rated R content.
Honest, be honest, my parents were the opposite of that.
They wanted you to watch all of it?
They just didn't stop me. They just didn't stop me from watching any of it. So I always use this as the example of like, how much do they filter your content? And you're like, zero is the answer. The key example of that is like, we would when I was probably like 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know, we got HBO. You're like, ooh, nice. We'd sit around as a family and watch, you know, like an HBO show like you would with your kids now, right? Yeah. Like, oh, let's all watch Game of Thrones together. We would watch We would watch a show called Dream On. The premise of Dream On was a single writer in the city pretty much having sex with as many women as he could. We watched it as a family when I was like 8.
Then was there an awkward discussion after where they're like, do you have any questions,
Cody? My mom was definitely one of the people that was a little too open probably in discussing that stuff as it resulted in that. So like, no, there was no... I don't remember there being a filter in any of the content.
My parents would just say, it's got rated R content. Because my grandparents would say the same thing about cancer. They'd go, he's got the cancer. Like it was some awful. He's got the cancer.
Oh,
and then my mom would say, that's got rated R. You can't watch that. And so I didn't know what rated R was, but I knew it was something very, very bad.
When I was like 16, my mom would like roll a joint and then like ask my girlfriend at the time way too uncomfortable sexually based questions. Opposite childhood.
That is this explains
a lot. This explains a lot. This explains a lot. Dana, thanks for coming in studio. Congratulations on the house.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome news,
guys.
Dana,
have a great weekend. And if you'd like help huffing some furniture, and just let me know. I'm available for you to help me move furniture.
Perfect. Wow, that's really nice of us.
Such a nice offer. We'll think about it. Hope everybody has a great Father's Day weekend as well. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Actually, Cody's headed to Dallas, going to a dance competition for a while. He's going to be dance dad, I guess, for like 2 weeks or so. Binks in with me on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.